Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah, here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
There's a whole section in the book about pitching. I mean, for writers and people like that, obviously there's going to be the elevator pitch moments every now and again. But the thing that I found really interesting about it was this idea that it's more likely going to be a slow incline in progression in a writer's life or a career, and then they're going to have these very occasional moments where these sudden jumps.
Yes.
I was wondering how you thought like a writer today, how they could pitch themselves or how they could prep themselves for those moments, really.
It is it's a tricky one because it negates almost everything that I say before it, or it feels like it could, in that you're, you know, basically getting goals and moving along, and then you have setbacks, etc. And then suddenly, you know, the publisher of your dreams wants a meeting with you, you've got half an hour, it's complete make or break. And, you know, and you do feel that, you know, there is that moment. And I, you know, so I think that it is tricky that there will be moments like that, but losing them doesn't mean to say there won't be other moments like that. The only way there won't be other moments like that is if you, if you think that's the case. So, you know, I always say it's like a football match where, you know, you've got the whistle in your hand and the only person that's going to blow the end of the match is you. You know, you've just got to keep going. So if you don't, it feels like absolutely the be all and end all, and it's fine to treat it like that until the moment where there's a rejection, and then it's not. It's a learning moment, and you then say, right, well, what's next? There's always another option. There's always another opportunity. You know, so I think that's important. And I think the other thing that's important in there is what I've found is flexibility, in that if you're too brittle in what you offer, they'll have to be brittle back. They'll have to be very emphatic back. So it's when actually writing a book and getting a book done, or anything like this, anything creative, it's actually quite an intuitive process. So actually they're looking for somebody that they think has something about them, some spark, but also that somebody they can work with. So they're looking for somebody they can work with. They're not looking for the killer idea. They might, everyone acts and it looks like they're looking for the killer idea. And, you know, what's your killer idea, if you like. But actually, they're not judging you on that. Despite appearances, they're using that as a platform from which to judge you as somebody they can work with. And, you know, for instance, you know, the book, The Outside Edge is a very different book from the book we started with. And so was What's Stopping You, etc. I worked with the publisher, you know, backwards and forwards, not always agreeing with them, not always agreeing with me, but, you know, backwards and forwards we went, and, you know, and eventually we got a book that, you know, we were very happy with. And the same happened with the cover. You know, we were going backwards and forwards until we got a cover we were happy with. And I think that process, and it was interesting with that one because by the fourth book with them, they knew that was the process they could do with me, that we could work together and we would get there. And I think that was, you know, and I think that was very important for them. The first book, They didn't know that. And I had to show, you know, a great deal of flexibility in order, you know, and listen. They were saying to me, you know, things that I would have previously taken as rejection, or we don't like the title, we don't think that this is right, we don't think you've got the audience right. I would have taken all that as rejection and spent the entire time trying to bat them off and say, no, well, actually, the audience is right. No, the title's excellent. You know, when actually they're looking for that sort of flexibility. They know the market. They've got a very different, you know, they're sitting there thinking, you know, what's the buyer of WH Smith going to think about this? And, you know, that's what's in their mind. And you know, you've got to have that sort of flexibility in the way you operate in order to get a product out there that you're all happy with, even though it's got your name on it. It will be a team effort. It's something you're all going to have to be happy with, and you have to show that flexibility. So those are my two points. It feels like do or die, you know, life and death. It actually isn't. Despite the fact you're welcome to think it is until the moment, you know, until the end of it, but then realize it's not. And then two, I think that, you know, show a lot of flexibility and be what you're really trying to show them is that you're someone they can work with.
Yeah. Have you, just a random question, have you done a TED Talk or are you?
I want to do one at some point. I need to get better at public speaking. Like I said, I get floored. You know, I'm a classic outsider. And yeah. I stand there on a stage, stare out at me, and I'm thinking, you know, it's a bunch of insiders. You know, what do they want to listen to me for? And, you know, and I immediately have those kind of thoughts. I kind of want to run away. And then, and I'm fine. I'm going and I'm fine. I'm doing all right. But, you know, a nasty question or something I'll get through it, but it will irritate me and I'll end up just focusing on that. And so I can end up, you know, I need to get better at it. I'm not, it's my next big challenge is to become a better public speaker. And at that point, I'll hope to do a TED Talk.
But the edit, this has been brilliant. I mean, is there anything else you wanted to let us know? Where can we keep up with what you're doing and what you're working on?
Website, www.robert-kelsey.co.uk. And there is also a Facebook page, the Outside Edge Facebook page, which everybody, I'd love people to like. And that puts I put my blogs both on the website and on the Facebook page. And, you know, and I do blog about once a week, normally about, it's a sort of outsider's take on various things. I've got one on the election going up in a minute. And, prior to that, I looked at, the Starbucks mess they got into about the Race Together thing. I don't know if you saw that in the States, and I was writing about that because Howard Schultz, who's the CEO, is a classic outsider, and I just felt that it was poor judgment by him, and it was classic poor outsider judgment. And so I'm just writing about things like that.
Brilliant. Okay, well, I'll link to all of those in the show notes so people can just click on those. But thanks again. Brilliant. It's been brilliant.
Okay, cheers, right. Luke. Thank you.
Cheers. Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
So lots of little nuggets of wisdom there to take with you on your days and your travels. I hope you enjoyed the four shows, the four parts of the interview. If you did, let me know. If you'd like to get more interviewees on the show, let me know. Tweet me at Luke of Condor, that's KONDOR, or send me an email at lukeofcondor@me.com. So I definitely recommend getting Robert's book, and I'll be in touch very shortly to kick off the next 7-day story challenge. So keep your eyes peeled, your nostrils flared, and keep your buttocks clenched, because something is about to happen.